guys as a group to be able to dig yourselves out of an early hole and get a couple of points that you guys really needed.
I think it's obviously big. I think on this last little stretch, the two games before Christmas, two games after, I think is about the toughest scheduling you're ever going to get. The last game of it to grind out a victory like that is gutsy. It shows character, but obviously, our starts are still, over the last little stretch have been an issue, and that's something that we can work on and get better at. But I think we grinded it out. We didn't lose our composure. We got a big play by Brooksy to make sure, to get our guys engaged in the game. And that's, plays like that from your veteran guys are what can change the course of a game.
You have a history of not, at least this year you haven't lost back-to-back games. The Bacchus goal, did you think you had that one, or did it just...
Yeah, it was... one of those plays, he had a bit of time, he had a couple options, and I got myself a little wide reacting, and it just hit the outer cuff of my glove and kind of folded it in, and I thought I read it right and had it, but technology didn't come through for me. One that I would obviously like to have back. I want to see the film and see what why I got a little wide and spread out and wasn't able to shift into it a little more, but that's something to work on.
The guys picked you up, and we've talked a lot about the power play of late, but the PK was really huge in the overall scheme of these 2 points tonight too.
Yeah, obviously getting down early, it's kind of like that Vegas game. It's that third goal that really kills you, and we had two power play or penalty kills in the first, where they were feeling it, they were moving the puck around, creating opportunities, and we stuck with it and got some big plays. I think that kept us in the game was the effort by our penalty killers and those. And then after they scored that third, big kill after that, I think that's what we're there for as penalty killers. It's what we want to have an effect on the game, and tonight we had a positive one.
Can you sense when your team is pressing to try to score when you had gone so long on scoring, and what did that Eller goal kind of help you guys relax a little bit, maybe get that one going?
Yeah, you can tell. You start wasting more shots, hoping for a lucky break, and that doesn't usually translate well into success. It just gives a goalie confidence. But so to get a goal like that, he's far out, throws a knuckler on net, and it goes in. That's what you kind of need to get the monkey off your back, and you wait for a break like that, do the right things. And then I think after that goal, we started playing our game more kind of loosened everyone up, and that was a big turning point too.
I think on the season you guys are kind of last in the league in shots on goal. What's the balance between just putting pucks at the net to create havoc and then maybe being more selective sometimes and maybe playing to your personnel?
Yeah, shot totals are very misleading a lot of the time. I think the high danger stuff, I think, is a better stat that people are coming up with, and because not many goalies are going to let in a clear slap shot from the point if it's not knuckling or tipped or something like that or screened. And I think that's something we've really been working on this year. Scotty and the coaches are all kind of buying into that, how to create high danger shots and not give the goalies confidence, and for the most part we've been getting better and better at it. I think this last little stretch we've relapsed a bit, but that happens. I think guys are understanding it, guys are thinking about it, and you can tell we're trying to make those difficult plays on goalies, and it's creating goals that aren't lucky, they're earned.
Last year you didn't have the kind of results you wanted in shootouts, but this year I think you're 3-0. Is there a difference at all, or just kind of the way it's going?
We've worked on it a bit. It's a tough thing. They're completely different than the way we want to play our game as a goalie staff here during a game. You kind of have to figure out how to separate the two. But it's you know, the pre-scouts have been working for the most part, and then just trying to be patient and trying to stay tight, make them make good plays, and it's going our way so far, but it's something we're going to have to continue to work on too.
The second one, you just kind of squeeze your legs together as tight as possible there. It looked like you weren't sure if you had it or not. Or
no, I just showed my hand a little too early. It's kind of one of those pre-scout things. The next time I play him in a shootout, he's not going to do that. But in the past, he's never went to his backhand. He's always shot low glove or faked backhand four and went there. So he's he had that in his mind early, and he kind of just, he'd had success with it. So
he needs that audio like right.